Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Are you interested in adding value to your cull cows? Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is on a mission to reward a premium to cattlemen and cattlewomen who sell cull cows into the program. The ground beef product will be branded and sold in Oklahoma retail stores around the state. Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is an entity of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Learn more about this value-added opportunity at OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com. OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com.
If there's anything the past 2 years have taught us, it's that people don't always get along and they certainly don't always agree on everything. Now, while we can't help you with your Facebook debates, we can help with resolving many types of agriculture and environmental related issues at no cost. Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation has been helping Oklahomans resolve conflicts since 1987, and we're here to help you. And the best thing is we can do it without having to go to court. So if you have a conflict that might need some mediation, get more information at ok.gov/mediation.
Well, good afternoon. The live cattle and feeder cattle markets were in the red, but not that much. It was actually a really slow trading day. We had June live cattle down about 20 at 132.90 or so. They're not officially settled yet, but the August down 45 here at 133.45. The October's down 35 or so at 139.55. A little disappointing considering we did have some cash trade today develop up in the south and the north, actually, and it was, in my opinion, it was okay. It was 132 four bid, rather 142 bid up in eastern Nebraska. It'd be a little bit lower than last week. We had 1200 head at 138 in Kansas and Texas. So it looks like that's where it's going to be. That would be a little bit lower than where we were last week. But the June live cattle are still 133. So that's above where the cash trade or the futures trade are currently trading. The feeder cattle were down 25 in May at 157.15. The August 75 lower, 166.67. September's down 90 here at 169.15. So again, live cattle, feeder cattle, it's a little bit lower. The hogs today did continue to bounce. The July hogs up 297 at 107.77. That's the second day in a row we've seen, or third day, I guess, really, a significant rally there. We're almost back to the critical moving averages. So hopefully we can pierce through those. On-feed report at the end of the week.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
It's the Spur Ranch Back to Grass Female Sale coming Saturday, May 21st, 1 p.m. at the ranch 15 miles west of Vinita, Oklahoma. Over 325 head will sell as 200 lots. For details, you can go to spurranch.com or give them a call 918-256-5850. Spur Ranch is proud to offer cattle that grow, gain, and grade. You can attend the Back to Grass Sale in person or check it out on liveauctions.tv. Go to spurranch.com for information.
The day offered another wild day for the grains, especially the wheat markets. Last night, the market initially opened up, went all the way up to 13.79 and a quarter for the July Kansas City, and then went down to 12.98. So that's an 83 cent sell-off, and it's come all the way back up currently in the mid-1360s. A lot of action there and a lot of information and maybe misinformation regarding India and their export ban. The export ban two or three weeks ago was kind of pushed aside, and then Saturday they announced their immediate export ban, and then there were all these contingency things of who could and who couldn't export. So I'm not real sure what that means to the market. The market has rallied 80 cents or so since that happened. So it does mean something. We did get a little bit of rain in some of the drier parts. It looks like, for generally speaking, the places that did get it was less than an inch. And it's probably in places where the wheat crop is already mature. So I don't know that it'll impact the wheat crop all that much. It will probably benefit the cotton futures. Yesterday's crop progress report did show a little bit of a decrease in the good to excellent category for wheat. It was 27%, where last week it was 29%. Corn and bean plantings are still behind, but they're making significant progress as well. The corn and corn market was 4 to 9 lower. Beans were anywhere from 15 to 23 higher.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.